The small-town newspaper is becoming a relic in American life, and when a local paper goes, much is lost with it. The impact goes beyond the importance of a free press to our way of life. It actually costs us money, according to a new study that contributing editor Neil Milner cites in today's edition of The Long View. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Chris.
You know, it's one of the lines that you often hear about journalism is that our function is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. And when local papers decide the comfortable get more comfortable, don't they?
Well, they do, especially if you're trying to afflict them and they're able to lock their room and throw away the key.
Yeah.
What's really interesting about this study, which is done by a pretty well-known economist named Paul Gao, who got inspired by this by watching a John Oliver show on the decline of newspapers and said, you know what? I'm going to see how much this is really the case. And what he found was that basically places that lose their newspapers, and he and two colleagues did this mm-hmm. over about a 20-year period across the United States, if you lose your newspaper in a town, the cost to the taxpayer is likely to go up. And what they measured particularly, this goes along with other studies, but what they measured particularly was the interest that gets paid on revenue bonds. The higher the interest, municipal bonds generally, but particularly revenue bonds, the higher the interest, the more it's going to cost the taxpayer. And for reasons that we can talk about, once the newspaper was no longer in town, government got away with a higher charging, essentially spending more money by raising the rates that they would pay for that, mm-hmm. so that government efficiency and government costs went up. And it's a pretty good study. So that all of this stuff that we always hear about journalism, about transparency and accountability and freedom of the press, yeah, that's all important. That goes over a lot of people's head. This is a little bit more pointed. It costs you money as a taxpayer.
Well, you know, the traditional role of a local reporter is to run around, check the public record, see how your money is being spent, and kind of hold feet to the fire if necessary, right?
Yeah. What's really interesting to me about this is that it's lumping together some very mundane but important reporting that happens day to day, and some very hard but sexier kind of reporting. So that the kind you're talking about, you got some new reporter who starts as a new reporter, has to go to all of these kinds of meetings.
Go down to the courthouse,
learns his or her way around, and then begins to know, and this is important, not just what happens in the public meetings, but where to turn, where the government bureaucrats who are enforcing this, where to turn. That's essentially a kind of low-level, everyday but crucial investigative journalism. Then you have the other kind of investigative journalism, like one example that I always use is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel won a Pulitzer Prize for finding the city, the county had offered this enormous sweetheart retirement deal. Mm-hmm. And it was so complex and so hidden that without a team of reporters regularly working on this, hiring a group of pension experts, they never would have found it. Both of those kinds of things certainly are threatened if your newspapers go away, and there's nobody else who will do that.
Well, there's all kinds of, you know, some of the breaking news stories that have affected us over the last 40 or 50 years have been directly the result of you know, a dogged local reporter.
You bet.
Woodward and Bernstein being the obvious example, the Boston Globe's reporting of abuses by the Catholic clergy in Boston being another example. Those are things that may not ever have come to the light absent a journalist chasing them around, right?
I think that's right. You can do your own kind of brain exercise, imagine exercise, and say, who's going to find these things if local journalists don't? And the answer is probably nobody, because other media sources in America today don't really have the time or the resources. Local TV cannot possibly, under the way they operate now, cover the stories with that kind of depth. So the answer is, and I think this data indicated, in the absence of this kind of watchdog, this kind of dogged watchdog stuff, you're not likely to find out a lot of these things. And yeah, sure, it's a small-scale thing, but it's your money. and it's an indicator of what happens. There is other stuff I just want to mention. Other studies have shown that the existence of newspapers is correlated with higher levels of civic activity, knowing who your politicians are, contacting them, participating in the political process in some ways or other. So this is not the only thing, but I got attracted to this because, hey, you know what? If you don't want to, you're not interested in other in any of this other good government or political theory or democracy stuff, this is about dollars and cents.
Well, you know, some of the recent depictions of journalistic events of the past, some of the recent movies, seem almost quaint. In the notion that, you know, Ben Bradley can tell Woodward and Bernstein to, you know, keep working on the story, come back when you've got something.
Sure.
Or, you know, the Boston Globe reporters spending, you know, more than a year chasing a story around when they really couldn't bring it to the front page yet. Now you pretty much have to turn a story around within the news cycle. There aren't, you know, we don't have investigative reporters who are disappear for 6 months and then come back with a story.
I think that's right. But the other wing of that is that if you don't have a newspaper, you don't even have anybody looking at the day-to-day stuff. I mean, you know, the fact that you're paying, I don't know, another point or 2 points or I think one of 11% higher interest rate is not going to, you know, it's not going to do a stop the presses sort of thing, but it's important kinds of things to know, and it reminds people that the real thing you have to understand about government is not so much what's happening in public, but what's happening in private. And I don't mean that in a kind of corruption way. Most important government work takes place after the public stuff. So that's gone. If you lose your newspaper, you lose that. So it isn't just, you know, Ben Bradley sending people out. It's that you got nobody to send to do anything anymore.
Yeah. Is journalism being discredited, you know, permanently damaged?
Well, that's a more complex question. Journalism is to some extent being discredited because of the politics of the day. The other reason is that it's not been discredited. It's just it's kind of disappeared for financial reasons, and an attempt to reinstate local journalism has been at best checkered and incomplete. There are some efforts and there's some investigative reporting processes that occur now that are trying to change the national investigative reporting. But journalism is pretty vulnerable right now.
Well, let's say you have a mid-sized American town, population 10,000, 12,000. Those used to have their own papers.
Yeah, they did.
Sustained by classified ads, you know, running the sports schedules for the local high school team, the school lunch menu, and people still read them.
Oh, yeah. I lived in a town where you would get all of this stuff. You get, you know, but the Grinnell Herald Register, God bless it, where they would end good articles in the social page by saying a good time is had by all, one of the great cliches. Now, that wouldn't qualify. I think the Herald Register is still there. The Herald Register was just a weekly. What they're talking about in this study is papers who would publish at least three times a week. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, those sorts of things are gone. And you now have companies, large companies that have consolidated. They bought out a lot of these local newspapers, and they claim to be reinstating local news. If you look at it more closely, the critics say what they're really doing is homogenizing the news, and you're not getting local coverage, really. You're just getting local consolidation.
Well, you can still get it here, at least for today.
Yeah, you can. That's right. Yes, you can still get it here. But again, this is a funny place media market-wise, and we did lose a newspaper on a neighbor island.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Neil.
Sure.
Political analyst Neil Milner is the Conversations contributing editor of our biweekly segment, The Long View. He'll be back in 2 weeks.